Truth is Freedom. I am your host, Pastor Cheryl. Hello. So glad that you came and took the time to join us today. And, you know, our phone lines are, like, open immediately. And I'll give you that number up front, 657-383-0613. So welcome to the show again. Today, if you've been looking on Facebook and different places, you saw that we were going to have a discussion about the church and what we are asking is, what is the church in your life? The question we really want to get. What is the purpose that church serves in your life? I'm sure through conversation we're going to touch on other things, but that's the main thing I want you to call in. I want you to call in and tell me maybe why you go to church, why you go to a specific church, and what does going to church, what does that do for your life? What is the role that it has in your life? So that's our initial question for tonight. Again, the number is 657-383-0613. A couple other things we're going to touch on is the position of the church and the purpose of the church. But first, I want to address that initial question. Why do you go to church? What does going to church do for you? What does it fulfill? If you do your Bible studies or other things that might go on, we want to hear about those things, and we want to hear what it's doing. As we know, first of all, first and foremost, I can say we know that going to church and serving in a church, it should promote something positive. It should promote something sound, and it should promote us to, on our time when we're not at church and in church, it should encourage us to strengthen our own selves through the study of the Word and through the worship of God. Oftentimes I hear people complain about church so much, and that's why I kind of want to do this show, because church is beginning to just be the dog that everybody want to beat. And myself, I don't feel that church is like that. I feel that church is very purposeful. I believe that its position is a position, a God-given position, and that when we do our part as parishioners, that it will make the process and the going to church and the being part of a church even more fulfilling. The number is 657-383-0613. I want to hear from those who are churchgoers on a pretty much regular basis, because it's kind of hard to draw a conclusion and have an opinion if you haven't been in church in the last 15 years or so or something. I'll take your call. Don't misunderstand me. But those who are in a church and active in your church, I want to know why. Why do you do that? Why do you attend the church you attend? Why do you do the things that you do in the church? Why are you take membership? And what, even that, what is membership to you and for you? So we want to explore that tonight. And the number again for you to call in is 657-383-0613. 1:3. And we're going to elaborate and delve into this topic. Again, the church is a very important part of our community. You know, it doesn't matter really the size of the church, if it's a big church, small church. The point is the Spirit of God in it? Is it being led by God? Because we know that God is the head of the church. And if it's not being led by God, if God is not being the head, then that's a whole other issue. But what we want to talk about is we want to get the word out. We want to encourage other people that may not go to church. We want to hear from you, and we want to let others hear from you as to why you attend, what it has done for you, what it has purposed in your life. Has it made you a better student of the word because you study more? Or, you know, a lot of the church is the fellowship, is to be with like-minded people. It's just like being in a fellowship with maybe nurses. Say if you're a nurse and you go to certain things just for nurses. I mean, it helps you in the dynamics of the field that you're in. It encourages you. It brings you information and knowledge. I know that this is part of the true Church of God, the movement of the Church of God. It draws you in. It makes you more secure. Because sometimes we know that service unto God and leading a godly life can feel ostracizing. You know, you don't really fit in with anyone. So you're kind of out there. And the fellowship that happens in the church helps encourage you. I'm not saying that everything in the church is right and in order. But I know that there's still a lot of goodness there, and I know that there's still something to draw from being in fellowship and in the church. So let me hear from you, 657-383-0613, and we want to know your purpose for the church and your position in the church and what it does for your life, what it has meant in your life. For myself, church has always been a part of my life, literally all my life. I often laugh and say after my mother had her 6-week checkup, and that was the first place we went was to church, and that's where I was. Was everything all right in my life while I was in church? No, because there were things that I wasn't following. There was instruction I wasn't following. But I do believe that being raised and under the expectation of you were going to be in church, I believe that saved me from a lot of things that other people got sucked in by. Again, that's not to say that it warded off every situation, because it didn't. I believe it was my service in church and my going to church and knowing that being in church was a part of my life that kind of kept a hedge around me, I guess you could say. And there were certain things that I know people who did not attend church, it was like their conscience wasn't as sensitive as mine was, even though I was not following the word of God to the letter. But just being in that atmosphere of the church, it gave me a more sensitive conscience about what I did and what I looked like and how I did what I did. So I know that the church played a real big part in my life. And I know it's other people out there with the same testimony, and I would want to hear from you. I want to hear from you today at 657 383-0613. Or if you just maybe have some questions about church or a certain experience you had when you went to church, and maybe if you don't go consistently, but you know, that's a good thing too. What happens when you do go? You know, so we want to hear all of these things and all of these stories and how you feel that the church supports you. Because we are in a place and in a time where those who are members of the church family, we need to use it to catapult ourselves into a closer and tighter knit relationship with God, because that's part of the purpose of the church. A lot of times I hear people think that the church is supposed to teach them everything, and that the church, it's impossible to do that, to teach you everything, but the church is to encourage you to delve into the Word of God and to learn and to commit your life to doing what's in the Word. Because again, it's impossible for the church to go over and cover everything, but the main thing it should be covering is that you want to live godly, you want to be holy, you want to seek a deeper, further understanding of God and His Word. And so give us a call in 657-383-0613. That's the number that you can call in and reach us, and you can be on live right now. The lines are open, and we're prepared to take your call. As I said, we know there's a different type of people who attend churches. Some attend faithfully. Some attend occasionally, but faithfully, if that makes any sense. They might not come all the time, but they do make sure that they get there to get fed in some type of way from the fellowship of being there. They just don't stay away and not fulfill that part of their living. It's that important to them that they do have to get in, because they can feel it when they haven't been there and stayed away too long. So this isn't a thing of who's doing it right, who's doing it wrong, or, you know, what's better, what's not. That's not really what we want to discuss. I just want to hear the positiveness of being in the church, whatever it is. We're not caught up here. We're not talking about denomination and whether or not you're Methodist or Presbyterian or Catholic or Baptist or Methodist or Church of God. We're not concerned with that. What we're concerned with is wherever you go, what keeps you going? What is that experience? Why is it enough to make you keep coming back? What is it that it does for you? Others need to know. Others need to hear this, because people are looking for a place, but a lot of times the church is not the place they look. But the church is still very viable. I mean, again, God initiated the church, so it's always going to be a good source. So we want to hear from you. And the number again is 657-383-0613. I want to say while we're waiting for callers, because I know you're calling and I know you have things that you want to speak on about this subject, you know, but I can say in my life again, and for me, I know my life has been better and bettered because of me going to the church, because it's still the best place to be awakened, for your spirit to be awakened, to receive godliness. And I, again, chose this subject because people are real quick to talk about how horrible the church is and how bad the church is and, you know, how many this and that's in the church. We're real good on that conversation. Out of all of those conversations, all those things said, I still believe that there's something good about the church. And from what I can see, there's something good for more than just me, because I see a lot of people going to the church on your Bible study and your Sunday schools and your Sunday morning worship. There's still activity in the church. So there is something good going on in the church, and I want to hear your testimony and from your lips, what is that good thing? What is that thing that still make you want to go there? Not that you are there blind, because again, we do know that church does have some things that we need to abolish and get rid of. But that conversation, again, that can go on forever, because everybody wants to talk about the church, which is why I think the church is so important and so close to God, because it's the first thing everybody wants to do is put it down and almost kill it and get rid of it. And that's usually a sign that it's something sound there, that it's something good there, when people want to just criticize it so heavily. So 657-383-0613 is the number to call to reach me and to reach the listening audience with your comments and with your remarks. The church, what is its purpose for you? What is its position for you in your life? I guess you could say this is personal testimony time as to why you keep in the service of God. We know that the church is not to replace God. That's not what that what it's for. But again, it's to help you and encourage you to get more close to God. So I can't say that they people are we going to dispel that myth that, you know, a church don't teach me nothing. Well, you all have the ability of teaching yourself, and the church is really the especially, you know, on Sunday morning Sunday morning fellowship. That's really a rejoice time. That's really a praise time. That's really a fellowship and worship time. If you want the teaching, you probably would have to find out at that particular church when they have study. But still, that study is not the only study that we are responsible for in our lives. We have a responsibility to have personal study for ourselves, what God is teaching us and walking us through, what God has for us in that personal fellowship time with Him, which helps keep us interested in fellowship with the saints, because you'll start seeing some good folk that, you know, sometimes you didn't see much. When you get better in God, when you get more like God, you can see better in other people too. You know, that's a bit of a problem with the church. Everybody's so negative. And really what they're saying is their life is negative, and that's all they can see is negativity in everybody else's life. So that's a whole nother subject also. But church, it's for you personally. It's for you personally. It's a tool that you incorporate into your already worship and fellowship time with the Lord God. And you know, you can't just fill up on word and fill up on word and fill up on word and never put it to use. Sometimes being out in the churches is where you can use those things that God is putting in you and You know, it could be a speaking thing. It could be just how to carry yourself. You could be an example person. You know, God has given us and endowing all this information in us, not for us to just sit up and never use it. You have to use these things. So let me know. Why are you at church? What's the purpose for you? What's the point for you in going to church? What's your position with going to church? And I don't necessarily mean position as far as positions of the church, but what is your position, your stance? Because you have to have a position. It's a T-shirt to say, a man that don't stand for nothing fall for anything. Same thing with the church. You have to have a position with church. Whatever else go on, you have to have a position. And that's what I'm asking you. What is your position that you have, and does that help you in your service, and how does it help you in your service? This is Truth is Freedom, and I am Pastor Cheryl. The number is 657-383-0613. You can call in with your comments and with your remarks, and I hope with your high praise of your church and your church experience. And we know that the church is in us also. We are the church, is what the Bible tells us. And that's very true, which is why when we come together in fellowship, that's part of us being the church. When we're our churches in order, meaning ourselves, when we are fulfilled, then when we come into the building, then we can expect the power of God to be there. And you know, even that, some people don't understand that, and they think the church building, or the building is the church. And even that, if you come there with sincerity, with that mindset, but you sincere with seeking God, God will show you, and God will show you truth. So, that idea, don't let that stop you. But go to that building where others have that understanding and are worshiping and fellowshipping in that way. And I promise you, it'll encourage you to go with God. We have two callers, actually. Caller 8489 is your last, and caller 2721 is your last. We're going to go with 8489. We have two callers, actually.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Pastor Sherry. How are you today? I've been listening in.
Can you hear me? I need you to turn your radio down.
Okay. I did.
Thanks.
Okay. Now, I was calling in because she's talking about the church today. Okay.
Yes.
I feel that the church is in each individual.
Yes.
And I also think is, you know, you need to go for yourself and study and read, go get in a Bible class. Because, you know, lots of things we was taught in the past, that's not exactly what the church is. And each person grow at their own. It depends on what you put into it, really. If you want to really learn the Word of God, you know, go to a Bible class, you know, with someone you trust, and continue to read the Word for yourself, and look past man to what the Bible says. You know, I find that I grow better that way.
Okay, I agree with you 100%. Are you a churchgoer?
Oh yes. This is Barbara Gates.
What does it do for you? Why do you go to church?
I go to church because I like to learn about the Word, and it also makes me feel better when I get something out of it. For the coming week, I can reflect back on what was said, the Word was said, either I can look up certain things. You know, I love Sunday school myself. I like a Bible class, and that's
okay.
Why I go, because it helps me to grow. And then I know when I hear other people say things, if I've actually read it, I can look it up. I can know whether it's man's word or whether it's God's word.
Amen. Amen.
Right. And I would also like to see church more helpful to people. I wish it was more about that, helpful to people, the ones that really need to be helped, if you're trying to help yourself.
Okay. Sister Gates, tell me this. Oftentimes you hear so much negativity about church. People can just talk about church and how bad it is and how bad everything is going. They can talk about that forever. You have to stop them.
But I don't think we should. It doesn't help us grow. We all are growing. We all have been at a different level before in our lives. You know, you don't need to be discouraged when you go to church. I need encouragement. Other people need encouragement. You're going there for a reason, to be uplifted, to help you grow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the way I feel. Just like when I go to a family church that I used to go to, whatever you did or whatever they thought you was doing, it just killed all your joy. I don't believe in that. I believe in the word of God, and I don't believe in adding or taking from it. You know, but now since I'm much older, I've learned better. I began to learn the word for myself, and I remember a lot of things that were said or that was told, you were told, were just really incorrect. And whenever you go to church, you go for encouragement and to be enlightened. You don't need to go there for someone to put you down and all that type thing, you know.
Amen.
You can get that in the world.
Amen.
But we also must remember that going to church is a tradition also. Everyone going is not Christians are trying to live Christian lives. You know, we know that. Some are just
right.
Very, very religious. You know, we all been through that. But
right.
When you have a personal relationship with God, that's when you really begin to grow and to understand God's word and ask him to help you understand his word. And you want to be about God's business and not your business.
Amen.
I don't actually even criticize in the church or anyone that's trying to do things in the church or church leaders or whatever. If I don't agree with something, I might speak it to that individual, but then I let it go. But anything I feel not right for me as far as the word of God is concerned, I just don't take part in it. That's all.
And the word of God tells us we have to pray for our leadership and our headship. And a lot of times we are guilty of not doing that. We talk about them, but we forget
That's
to
true.
Lift them up, you know,
right.
And speak. And God said that he would straighten that out. So a lot of times
right.
We see how as parishioners, we don't really do our part to even build up the church because we're not doing our part.
Right. I agree with you on that. But I think it's because a lot of that is because we clearly do not understand. You know, a lot of things that was in us when we was children and all the way up, you still believe that. So I think that's why we say gossip or break each other down so much in church. And it's not about that. Yeah, I believe in praying for people, praying for myself, and I believe in prayer, you know, right?
Yeah, and particularly the leaders of the church. They need to be spiritually lifted up before the Lord because they carry a lot. It's a lot on their shoulders. It's a lot of things that they have to battle up against because they're the head. So they need people behind them pushing and you know.
Yeah, being there for them, really there. I understand what you're saying, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, we have another caller.
I still wanted to call in, you know, and I know you have another call too, so.
Okay.
And the conversation, I am going to listen. I was listening in, you know, and I will continue to listen. And thank,
okay.
You know, take care. And I'll continue to listen to you, all right?
God bless you, and thank you so much for your input and for your remarks. Caller 2721.
You're quite welcome.
God bless
Bye-bye.
You. Caller 2721. The line is open for you to make your remarks and your comments.
Hello, Sister Shara.
Hello, this is Sister Betty Jean.
Right.
From
yes,
Alabama.
I was late calling in, but I've been listening, and And I'm just enjoying and agreeing with what the sister just said. And it let us know that we have to stir to show ourselves approved, that our workmen need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word. Because so many, like it's been said, so many have been taught the wrong way. But when you get the relationship with Jesus Christ and you study and you can see for yourself and straighten that out, and then, you know, you said when you see the light, you walk in it. So I just have been enjoying the little bit that I've heard this evening, and I'm going to continue to listen.
I want to ask you a question, because when I first started, it was these like two things in particular I wanted the callers to address. For yourself personally, what is your purpose for being in the church, and what is your position in being in the church?
My purpose is to learn more and do God's will, and my position in the church, I am teacher and secretary. And then, and being in the church, another reason is that God tell us not to forsake to assemble ourselves together as some have. And the more I go to church, and you go to church to get uplifted, you hear a lot of people say, if you don't bring nothing, you don't get nothing. But I don't agree with that, because if sometimes you're coming to get something, and a seller, there's nothing for him to bring or her to bring but coming to get something. And that's my purpose in helping somebody else.
Amen. I agree with that. So what I'm hearing then is that when you're in, go to church, because you're fellowshipping with others, it strengthens you to keep on in doing the word and the work of God?
Yes, it does. And then it helps you to, it strengthens you to help somebody else, because we're not, you know, just saved for ourselves. We are saved to help somebody else get saved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So one other question or comment I guess I want to ask you. So to those who can't seem to find any good thing to say about the church, what would you say to them?
I would say to them to, I would be kind of like the verse, is it I that trouble Israel? I would say to them to search themselves first, you know, and see whether they are right or not. Because sometimes you can't see the other, what's wrong. If you got something in your eyes, you can't see what's wrong or right. So you have to get yourself cleaned up first. And instead of finding fault or saying something about the church, you know, try to get yourself right first.
Amen. That's a very enlightening, because a lot of times when people criticize the church, they forget that, you know, that they're not cleaned up. They're not even upright. So, you know, like I said, it's so easy for us to criticize and put down other things, but we don't understand that our relationship with God is for us to look at self. It ain't
That's
for you
right.
to use this to look at them. It's for you to look at you and see what you need to do. And the more we get filled with the Spirit of God, the more knowledge we have with God, the more fear of God we have, the more the love of God we have, the easier it is for me to see something good in you.
That's right. That's right.
That we have to look at others differently. That's what it'll do. When you get right, now you can look at others differently. Now you
That's
can see
right.
some good
That's right.
in your neighbor. Amen. Amen. So God put in my spirit to just talk about the church, because in a positive way, because so many people are talking about it in a negative way. And a lot of times these are people who don't even really attend. They may have went 15 years ago and something happened, and now they just got this terrible thing about the church. But really, the church is a powerful tool. It's very
right.
powerful. And God instituted it. It, and he made it holy. It's a purpose for it. But we have to first get ourselves in order.
Amen.
You know, and when we get ourselves in order, we can really thrive and flourish from being in fellowship with the church. And we know that the church is us.
Right.
You know, but when we come together in a building, we come together and we'll have power and able to do those things that God says we able to do. So I thank you so much for your call, and I really
right.
thank you for your comments.
Well,
and good
thank
as
you for the opportunity.
Say again.
I just said I thank you for the opportunity.
Okay. So is there anyone else who wants to call in? The number is 657-383-0613. And we've all ready for those who may just be tuning in. We're talking about the church and the positive of the church. We have so much negative and put downs about the church that I felt led to lift up the church to speak about the positive things of it and what it'll do. And the best way I felt to do that was to hear from people who actually attend church. What does it do for them? What kind of position in the church do you hold? The position in that sense, and also the position in the church in the sense of the church. What is your position with church? Is it a good thing? You know, is it something, some of us, sometimes you will be put in a place where I guess maybe I am now, is to defend the church because it's under so much attack. I have no doubt that it's going to stand. But I guess I just wanted to go on record that I have a love for the church and for what it has done and what I know it will continue to do. And again, as I said, is that to say that I'm blind to some of the things that we need to get rid of out of the church, or maybe some stuff we need to incorporate in to make it more of the plan of God and more of the will of God? No, I'm not ignorant to that. I do see that. However, overall, if I just had to give it a grade, I still say it's a good thing. I still say it's one of the best places you can find yourself is in church. Sometimes there's things there that's not even said right or taught right, but I believe God knew that. He knew it was going to be folk who did that. However, I believe if you are sincere in what you're there for, God will fix it for you. He'll fix it so that even whatever was said wrong, you'll get the right interpretation. God works like that. He works according to the desire of your heart. And if your heart is right, even if something is said wrong, he'll make it to do you good. And it'll encourage you to seek further and to... one thing I want to share. I came from a church, and sometimes there were things I learned later that were quoted wrong, that were said wrong, that were even taught and interpreted wrong. But I thank God that I just... take that was God's way to make me sit down and look for myself and start studying that word for myself. So sometimes it's just simply that. God'll have something said that'll make you say, nah, I wonder, is that right? And it'll make you start going to your word where normally you would not have. And it'll start a fellowship between you and the Spirit of God and the Word of God. And you will start studying for yourself. So, I say don't count the church out. The church still has a great place and a great position in our lives, and it will still do a work. And there are a lot of people who I also believe who are not in the church who need to be, because God actually got to work for you in the church.
Sure.
But you need to come. You know, you need to be drawn in. And as Sister Thompson said, you know, for those who know the word already, we got to spread that word because it's going to draw people in. Don't think that you're the only one in church that can do anything with the church. You're not. There's a whole lot of people that's out of the church that got a work to do in the church. So I just say to Sister Gates also to be encouraged, stay encouraged, keep learning, keep living, keep growing. Because that's what it's all about. That's what God would have us to do. And even though you can fellowship at home, we know that as believers, you can fellowship at home, but singing that song at home just don't have the same energy, if you will, when you go into the sanctuary with believers and y'all sing that song. It take it to a whole nother level, you know. So hear the testimonies of the saints that take it to a whole nother level, because God didn't intend for us to fellowship and be on our own in this walk. He intended that we would be together and encourage each other along the way. You know, so I encourage those who are in church to remain, and don't let the devil run you out, because he'll try. Because the devil, you know, he know the importance of the church and the purpose of the church and the strength of the church. He know, and that's why he tried to keep up so much. But we have a tool to use against that. So I just encourage us to do what God has led us to do. And maybe those who may have been thinking about it and you might have caught this program, go out Sunday. Go to church. And some people say, well, don't just come to church because you got a problem. Well, I say do go to church for that reason. You might be burdened. You might be heavy. Go to church. I believe if you go there, because your burden is true, your heaviness is true, it's real. And God will allow a word to come that'll help you. Now, it's up to you to go further with that. But God will let the word help you and lift you up. So I'm encouraging church, because I think it's still the best location in the nation. They say it's Cleveland, Ohio, but church is the best location to me to go and to receive. I mean, a lot of us learned some of the talents that we have. We learned it in the church. You know, not just singing and not just preaching. I mean, it's a talent to know how to treat people. I call that the usher board. You got to know how to treat people and talk to people to usher them into. You have to know how to make folks feel welcome. You know, so it's a lot of good things that happen in the building when people that are filled with the church come into that building. It's a lot of good things that happen there. I remember the first time I ever emceed my little first Easter program. That started something for me in my life that it carried me through my whole life. And I found that was a talent for me. I found that I enjoyed it. And I learned how to overcome fear through that. That helps me along in things that might come up against me today that strike fear in me. I remember that feeling that I had when I was first asked to MC that program and how scared I was, knee-knocking scared. But I remember what happened and what God did for me and how I overcame that fear. So it encourages me and lets me know that, you know, I can overcome the fear that I have about this present situation. You know, and God is the same God. So you can give us a call at 657-383-0613 and tell us about church and what the idea of going there does for you. What is the purpose in your going and continuing to go? And Sister Thompson and Sister Gates, they're regular goers. Like I said, though, but there are people who may not go regular, but they don't stay away too long. You know, they got to come back, as I said, because they start feeling that missing element out of their life of not being there. I mean, it's just good to see others fellowshipping and worshiping. And I'm going to go just a little step further with this. It's even good when you see people who you know are not where they're supposed to be. Now, that gives you something to do. Amen? It gives you something to do. Those are people that you can remember to lift up and to pray for when you're fellowshipping at home with the Lord and remember their names and to speak strength on them and to speak power on them. You know, because that's part of our work too. It's just not just to be there, but it's to be there and to help others along the way. And that's how you help them. And all, you know, it all works together for good. It's all a good thing. We don't have to concern ourselves with who doing what, who ain't doing what, and trying to do this and do that. God said he'll separate the wheat from the tare. I know I got some Bible people on there, but he said just let it grow up together. I'll do the separating and make sure that you're where you need to be and that you're growing in the right way and in the right field, if you will. So we're talking about the church and the positive things of the church, the positive purposes of the church, the positive position in the church. The number is 657-383-0613. What makes it successful? What makes the church experience for you a success? We've heard from our callers that just going there, they find it successful when they can come out and they've received something that they didn't go in with. That's a successful experience in the church. That's what needs to happen. That's what should be happening. I challenge you to look for that to happen. Go to church expecting something different in you. It might, your pastor might bring the same sermon, but you will get something different this time than you did last time. You know, and God is able. We want to try to limit them, you know, and put all of these ifs, ands, and buts. But there are really no ifs, ands, and buts. That's on us. We if, and, and but things. But God didn't do no ifs, ands, and buts. He said what he is, what he can do, and he said he can do all things, and he do all things well. Everything was made for him, by him. So if we just have the right heart, and if that church that we carrying in us is up to par, you go into that building, you will receive truth. You will receive what God has for us. Amen.
Amen.
The number again is 657-06-13. And we're talking about the church, the purpose of the church, and we want to know the good stuff. But again, we don't want to hear about the bad, because we always hear about that over and over again. That's all people got to say, it seems like, is bad things about the church. And we as worshipers and those who go to the church, it's time for us to speak up and speak of the good things about the church and the goodness of the church and what it's doing in your life and what it has done in your life to be there. It's time for us to not be ashamed to uplift this positive work that God has put together for us. It's a holy place. It's a set-aside place. You should be proud to speak up and be a part of it. Call us. 1789. I believe it's Sister War. Are you there?
Hi, yes. Yes, I am.
Hi.
And
good evening. How are you?
How you doing? I'm good.
I'm great.
How are you? All right.
Go ahead with your comment or remark.
I was just going to say that the church is, to me, it is, like you said, a set-aside place, and it's one of the few places where you don't have to worry about everything that's going on in the rest of the world, to where you can get together with like-minded people who love God. You don't have to be concerned if you are concerned, because some of us are not concerned about what the rest of the world thinks. It's a place where you can speak with like-minded people about God and worshiping him and lifting him up and celebrating him and celebrating him inside of us. And you can do it with your family and bring uplift your family in it as well. So I'm glad that it's there. It's not like work where you are separated from your family at a job. It's not like school where you're separated. It's not like the once a year family reunion, if you even have that. Hallelujah from the baby over here. And it's a place where you can show your child examples of some good things. See all these other people here that's worshiping the Lord, other people who love God. You might not see it anywhere else where we go. You might see people acting a fool at Walmart or at the restaurant or grocery store or something. But here when we together is a place where people are loving and lifting up God, so you know it ain't just your mama, because it's good for, you know, or your daddy. It's good for kids to see that example of other people that are extended from them that believe, to keep them encouraged that what we're doing is a good thing as well. Look at how these people look, how they feel, how they act, how they behave. That's just my take on it. So I'm glad for the church. I'm glad for the structure of the church to teach respect and honor. And I thank God for the Bible to give us the beginnings of that. Because, again, I know church is us first, and then you extend it past yourselves to other people that are like-minded in it and celebrating and praising and worshiping. So hope that wasn't too much, but that's my take on it.
No, that wasn't too much. That's what you have, because, again, that's what we're talking about. We're speaking about the good things that come out of the church and that happens through the church. Amen, because it's, you know, usually so many people have so many negative things to say about it. And it's just good to hear people speaking well of the church. And I know in continuing to speak it and speak positivity, more positive things will happen. You know, so yeah, I agree that it is a good place for the family. You know, a lot of people. Again, I'm not trying to downplay that you just use the church, you know, to your family in. I'm not really downplaying it like that. But people are always looking for somewhere, you know, they claim to as family friendly, if you will. Church can be family friendly. You know, that's where you not only family friendly, you may mess around and learn, pick up something that help you and your family. You know, so we have to use these tools. Again, we can pick on all of the bad stuff about it. We can just go on and on. I mean, the enemy is trying right now in my head to just try to make it seem like, you know, that it ain't that way in church, but it is. And I rebuke the thoughts of it, but because we just have so much negativity. And sometimes you have to check yourself, even as members of churches and going to churches. Sometimes you have to check yourself. We spend so much time talking about how bad it is that we don't spend enough time talking about how good it is and the good that happens and the good that comes out of it. You know, and just because something negative happened, that don't, as they say, you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You get rid of the thing according to the will of God and through the process of the will of God, and you hold on because there is goodness there to hold on to. I mean, even in the Word of God in Revelation, when they wrote the letters to the different churches, you know, they wasn't saying close the church. They were saying clothes and get rid of some of that stuff y'all going on that ain't right, but don't get rid of the church. You know, so we have to be mindful of that, and those of us who love the church, we have to love it. We have to love it, and we have to love it in sincerity. We have to love it enough to for it to prosper, and we want it to remain. We have another caller. Caller 2223 is your number. Go ahead with your comment and your remark.
Hi. I actually have a question. Do you think so I get, like, very angry sometimes, and I'm a very religious person myself. Do you think there, like, sometimes when I play video games like Counter-Strike, I'll like, yell at people, you know? I'll get, like, very mad and angry, and the feelings kind of overwhelm me. Do you have any, like, could the Lord help me with that?
What is your name, if you don't mind my asking?
My name is Ivan.
Ivan. Hi, Ivan.
Hi.
Can the Lord help you with overcoming anger?
Yeah.
Is that basically your question?
Yeah.
Absolutely. God is not limited to anything. Anything that you can receive of him and anything that you can believe that in him, it can be done, because it's a matter of you believing it and receiving it. But no,
okay.
God is not limited to anything, and your anger is no match for God. I'll put it that way.
Okay. Have you seen the movie Chef?
Say it again. I didn't hear it. Are you there? Okay, I hope you'll call back. Ivan, if you're still listening, call back. Your call dropped. But, yeah. Ivan, for those who maybe didn't hear his question, he was wondering, he said he gets real angry sometimes and he holler at people. And he wanted to know if God can help with that. He most certainly can, will, and wants to help with that. He wants to do that. And I say those who are still listening, those who are in God, band together and speak that peace and that anger on Ivan, and that he would seek God for the remedy. Because God is the remedy, amen? He's the remedy for all things. And I said it and I meant it. His anger is no match for God. God, just dilute that. Go ahead, Ivan. I think we got you back.
Hi, sorry, and, my connection cut out for a sec.
That's okay. Now, what was the movie?
Yeah, so I'm back. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
What I was wondering is, will God forgive me if, you know, because, like, I do get mad at people, and I won't, like, insult them, but I'll get, like, you know, I'll get mad. Will God forgive me? Should I repent because I'm kind of, you know, ruining somebody else's day?
Well, God is forgiving. Yes, he will forgive. And when you ask him, that's a very important thing. A lot of times people think God just going to read our mind or going to forgive us because we need forgiving. No, you have to ask for that. And when you ask God to forgive you for that, he will forgive you. And along with asking, you also want to get out of the habit of having to keep asking, if you understand me, for the same thing.
Okay.
Also will strengthen you in that way, where you won't have to keep asking for that, because he'll handle your situation for you when you allow him. And this is another reason why, Ivan, if you are not going to church, this is something that will help you when you go to church.
Yeah, I mean I go to church of Joseph Stalin.
Okay, so we're going to put Ivan on our intercessory list, and we're going to intercede for him, and that he See, we can't heal them, but what we can do is intercede for him that God would move on him and give him a desire to seek him for the healing. So we're going to make sure that, and I encourage those of you who at your church do the same thing. Remember Ivan. He need a miracle. He need to see God. So we are at 657-383-0613, and we only have a couple of minutes left, but we're talking about the church, the purpose of it, the position of it, and we're talking about the good things of church, the positive things of church, the things that keep you going. Again, we getting a couple of things back from our callers, and then one of the things I also heard is you have to want to be in fellowship with God. Trying to become part of the church is what you're really doing, is trying to get into godliness, and then we be obedient to the word of God, which tells us to fellowship one with another. So this is why we go to. But when you seeking God and when you want to be in God, God will provide something in that church to help increase you, to help strengthen you and grow you. We're running out of time. It has been a good conversation. It has been great comment, but we're running out of time on this. But we're asking that you be mindful and tune in on next Friday, because next Friday we're going to be talking to a husband-wife team. He is a minister, and we're just going to talk back and forth with them. That's going to be on the 29th. Okay, I went ahead of myself. Okay, I went ahead of myself. That's the 29th, but keep that in mind. Ali Tunja, he is a minister, and you're going to talk with him about the ministry and what God has him working on and what he's doing. And we're going to talk to his wife and how they work together and how they get things done together, because that's a very important part, of our fellowship as children of God, that we work together with our mates. So we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. So mark that on your calendar. And we will be back on next Friday. And until then, God bless you. And thank you again for calling in to all the callers. And Ivan, thank you for calling in. And we'll see you next week on Truth is Freedom. And again, I'm Pastor Cheryl. You guys have a blessed weekend. And hey, and go to church.